Colorado Rapids Soccer on Mile High Sports Radio with Jesse Trujillo.
Tuttle! Number 99 for Edson Tuttle.
Runner came for that one. She's onto the back post. Oh! Vicente Sanchez.
What an absolute belter from Jose Mary.
Your home for the Colorado Rapids.
Chance here. Oh! They're all at it. Shane O'Neill. Dylan Powers. That is number two for him. Great stop from Clint Irwin.
I wanted to get out there and play. It looked like so much fun. And those games, again, you have to earn the right to play in those kind of games. Those games don't just happen.
Rapids to get on the scoreboard, and they do.
Drew Moore with a header.
He's gone right. He's gone left. He's gone down the middle. Oh, it's a goal. And Deshaun Brown has broken the deadlock.
Wonderful chance and a wonderful finish from Dylan Serna.
Trying to curl one. Come on, he has. Powers straight down the middle. And the opening goal.
And an opening goal. Seconds on the board. Deshaun Brown.
All right, welcome into another edition of the Colorado Rapids NanoCast on MileHighSports.com. I'm Colorado Rapids beat reporter Marco Cummings, and I'm joined here by morning producer here on FM 94.1 in Denver, Jesse Trujillo. Jesse, how's it going?
It's going good.
Jesse and I were there for the Rapids 1-1 draw against the Columbus Crew. What are your takeaways from that game, Jesse?
Takeaways on the game... I think they were actually outplayed by the Crew pretty much all game. We finally scored in the second half. It turned out to be an own goal for the Columbus Crew, so that goal didn't go for Vicente Sanchez. I guess some miscommunication in our backfield created the other goal for the Crew to find the equalizer in the game.
Yeah, definitely. I saw that Columbus dominated stretches of that game, and in the end, it was a mental lapse by the Rapids that led to that second goal by the Crew, since the first one was credited as an own goal. Some miscommunication between Dylan Powers sending it back and then Jared Watts. Kind of decision-making process, bad decision on his part. He didn't know whether to pass it back to Clint Irwin or to just kick it out of bounds. So that second where he was trying to make that decision, he just kind of gave up the ball and Columbus cleaned it up and they were able to get the equalizer. Talk about ties in soccer. Sometimes a tie feels like a win. That one definitely kind of feels like a loss for the Rapids. They had the 3 points and then they lost it there at the end. Let's talk a little World Cup. Obviously, we have our two finalists now. We have Germany. We have Argentina. What are your thoughts on the games this week?
For the semifinals, obviously, it was a one-sided game in the Germany-Brazil game. I just don't know if, even with their two players, if they had their star players in Brazil, in Silva and Neymar, I still think Germany would have won the game. I don't think it would have been as one-sided. I think if they were to play five games, I think Germany still wins probably 4-1, but I don't think it would be that lopsided. And I don't really think them missing Silva and Neymar really caused it to be that lopsided. I just think it was just a badly played game on one day. Some bad bounces off of the goalie, you know, led to some easy shots on goal, but they made it look easy. And then going for the other semifinals today, it was basically a defensive game all game. I mean, I didn't really see the Netherlands really get any good shots on goal until probably late in regular time. They actually took out Van Persie at the 95th minute, which I thought was, I mean, they were saying all game that he didn't look fresh, and they took him out and he wasn't available for the penalty kicks. What did you see in either game?
Yeah, that may have played a key role. Netherlands lost on penalties. Lionel Messi has his first legitimate chance to win a World Cup. Obviously, in Argentina, Diego Maradona has been the legend there. Even though he's been an unsavory character off the field with his drug problems and that notorious hand of God goal that got them the 1986 World Cup. Obviously, Lionel Messi's a guy, comparatively to Maradona, that you want to root for. He's a good guy, but I think he's been unfairly criticized for just not winning the big one. Kind of, we've seen some of that here with Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos. Two stark contrasts between those games. Obviously, we had the blowout. Germany looked like a well-oiled machine, putting up 7 goals against, I think, an overrated Brazil team. They kind of showed their true talent level in that game. I think they're riding kind of the fact that they're the home nation, that home crowd, and just kind of willing themselves to want to win in front of the home crowd. And you kind of saw those emotions blow out at the end of that game. The players were in tears. Coming up, the Rapids return to action this weekend. They're playing the Philadelphia Union, 5 p.m. Mountain Time here on Mile High Sports Radio on Saturday. What do you think of this Union team? Obviously, they're going to be facing their former striker in Connor Casey.
Last I saw, the Philadelphia Union were sitting in eighth place in the Eastern Conference with 18 points. This is definitely a winnable game for the Rapids. It'd be a good time for them to get another 3 points over a team in the Eastern Conference that's, you know, like last week we said, Columbus is probably the hungrier team coming into the game. It's probably the same thing here. I see a winnable game here. The one thing that you mentioned to me that I didn't even know about was the possibility of Vicente Sanchez being suspended. Is it this game or would it be the game after that?
They may miss him for this game. I talked to Pablo Mastroianni today at practice, and he said they haven't heard official word yet on any disciplinary action for Vicente, but he's preparing as if there's the possibility that he won't be with the team on Saturday, and definitely a big blow to the Rapids offense. He's provided pretty much all of their offense this season, leading the team. Almost had 7 goals if it wasn't an own goal in that Columbus game. He currently sits at 6. And yeah, the Rapids can't afford to drop any more points against teams that they should be better than, like the Columbus Crew, like the Philadelphia Union. Also for the Rapids, 2 players selected to the first annual MLS homegrown game, Dylan Serna, Shane O'Neill. Your thoughts on the whole idea of the homegrown game added to the All-Star game?
It seems like a pretty cool idea. I mean, it gives the chance of guys that weren't really drafted into the MLS to have the chance to showcase some of their skills. I honestly didn't know that there was that many homegrown players in the league, and you know, to have like an All-Star game is a nice opportunity for both those guys, who are both from one from Brighton and one from Boulder in Shane O'Neill, to play in this game. I guess it takes place on August 6th, 2 days before the actual MLS All-Star game, and they will be taking on Timbers U23 team. Yeah,
definitely something that's unique to MLS. Get to see some local guys, Dylan Serna obviously from Brighton, Shane O'Neill from Boulder, guys that played high school soccer here. And also it kind of shows you how bright of a future they have. They're already starters and contributing to the Rapids. You look at the roster of the homegrown game, some of those guys don't necessarily play all that many minutes. Some do, but definitely the Rapids have 2 players that are starters and they can contribute. Some other roster moves the Rapids made last week, they brought in another offensive minded midfielder in Carlos Alvarez from Chivas, sending off Nathan Sturgis. Talked to Carlos Alvarez today. He seems extremely excited to be a member of the Rapids. Gets to be paired with a couple of the guys drafted in the same draft in DeShawn Brown and Dylan Powers. He played for UConn, so he's familiar with Dylan Powers, playing against him at Notre Dame in college. Definitely a bright spot for the Rapids offense, bringing in another first-round pick from last year.
So with Carlos Alvarez, what is the timeline that he could either be in that starting lineup or to be just in the 18 on the bench?
It's hard to say. We talked about the Vicente Sanchez suspension, and I think that's really going to open up some opportunities for some guys who haven't had that much playing time. Biggest question mark is Gabby Torres. Is this going to be his chance to cement himself back in the starting 11 for the Rapids? Other guys, young guys, like the young guys are going to be hungry and they're going to be pushing for that spot as well. So we might see Dylan Serna step up his game. We might see Alvarez start to be inserted in the lineup in the next couple of weeks here. They also have a game on turf, and he's a young guy. When you're playing on turf, you want to play those young guys because they're not as beat up. Their bodies can take it. So we'll just have to wait and see what kind of contribution Carlos Alvarez will make to this Rapids team.
Yeah, and with Gabby Torres, you mentioned to me last week that he is our one designated player whose contract doesn't go against the cap, and that's one guy that you really want to get in.
Yeah, especially when you're paying a guy, he's one of the highest paid players on the team. You want to see the guy that you're paying a good portion of your salary cap. Well, obviously, he doesn't count towards the salary cap, but you're still paying him a significant amount of money. You want to see a guy like that make a contribution on your starting 11.
There was a couple of days left until they come out with the all-star lineup for this year as well.
Who are some all-stars from the Rapids? Who are some guys you think should make the all-star team or deserve to make the all-star team from the Rapids?
Dylan Powers deserves to go. Drew Moore on the defensive side, and obviously DeShawn Brown.
I'd have to agree with all of those. Obviously, disciplinary actions are not, as far as all-star selection is concerned. Vicente Sanchez provides pretty much all of the Rapids offense. Have to agree with Dylan Powers there, reigning rookie of the year from last season, and he's back to the form he was in last season. So, and another guy, Clint Irwin, he's kind of been in the talks for future U.S. national team selection, next World Cup cycle. And he's, last time I checked, he was second in the league in shutouts. So he's obviously another important part defensively for the Rapids.
Yeah, and he was also the man of the match in that Columbus Crew game as well.
So catch that game this Saturday, Mile High Sports Radio, FM 94.1, 96.9 in Denver. 5 p.m. on Saturday, and you've been listening to the Colorado Rapids Nanocast on MileHighSports.com.